that are going, wow, so far high. And I know along the corridor between McKinnon Station, which has just been renewed, and Bentley Station, which has just been renewed, whole streets have been bought, sold, bought, bulldozed, and we are now getting multi-story apartments going up. We're at, I know just around the corner in Mavho Street, I don't know whether you know Mavho Street.
I do know Mavho Street.
It's off Centre Road, goes to Brewer Road, and that's become, from a quiet residential street, that's got these enormous 4-5 storey apartment blocks going up. And if I were a neighbour there, gosh, I'd be concerned.
Yeah, well, there won't be any 5-storey buildings going up.
But they're 4.
Because the limit is, yeah, the mandatory height limit is 4. But what's basically...
I think we're really changing the whole character of Glen Eira, or certainly the Bentley area.
Well, as a council, we're trying to make that change as minimal as possible. But the fact is that Melbourne's population is growing at an extraordinary rate.
But ours seems to be growing at an even greater rate. I mean, I think developers have had a bit of a heyday in Glen Eira, really, because the amount of blocks have, and some of the owners of single block dwellings have probably made a lot of money too, being able to sell to these developers.
Yeah, well, there's been a development boom that's been going on in Melbourne for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
and what's going on in Glen Eira is actually a lot less than what's been going on in some of the neighbouring municipalities, mm-hmm. and it's sort of like, you know, if you drop you drop something in the water, you see this ripple comes out. You know, you drop a stone in the water, the ripple goes out. And basically the stone in the water was in central Melbourne, and this development boom has been going on for quite a number of years, and it just so happened that it reached the Bentley area probably two or three years ago. It certainly reached Elsternwick quite a few years before that. Mm. It also reached Carnegie before that. So it just so happens that it's got to Bentley now. One of the things that has been quite newsworthy is the fact that developers are buying up 2 or 3 blocks next to each other,
yes.
to build their 4-storey buildings.
Yep.
Now, the reason they're doing that is because they have to do that, because we changed our planning laws in 2013, and we got two main things, especially in those areas near the stations. We got mandatory height limits in residential streets. So the maximum.
But they were significantly increased height limits.
No, they weren't increased.
Weren't they?
So this is a common misconception.
Okay.
The fact is that before there weren't height limits, there were policies. Right. And people theoretically could have built a fair bit higher. But like I said, the development boom came. If the development boom had come 4 years ago, you would have seen possibly more than 4 stories in Mavho Street and Bent Street and streets like that,
mm-hmm.
because there weren't those height limits. But the other thing is that we increased the setbacks for a 4-story building quite significantly. And the effect of increasing those setbacks means that you can't really build a 4-story building on one normal block, because by the time you get to the top floor, the setbacks from each side are so great that there wouldn't be anything up there, which is why developers are now finding that they need to buy 2 or 3 blocks to put anything on it.
Hmm.
And that's actually of benefit to the neighbourhood, because what it means is that if you are next to one of these 4-storey buildings, the 4th floor and the 3rd floor are a lot further away from your boundary than they would have been previously.
Right, if they would have gone that high. I guess one of the issues, and we're talking about the people who have been living there for a longer time,
mm-hmm.
is the planning and the structure planning that went into or didn't go into these changes. I guess one of the things that the community feels is that they weren't consulted on the planning, the change in planning,
yeah.
and that really we've only set a motion of a new plan in place after the developers have already started digging the earth.
Well, because what happened was previously we had what we called areas. We had a minimal change area,
mm-hmm.
we had a housing diversity area, and we had urban villages. And what we did when we brought in the new zones was we did a direct translation from those areas to the new zones. So everything that was a minimal change area, except for one block in Caulfield, became a neighbourhood residential zone. And in the neighbourhood residential zones, we changed the rules so that the height limit was 8 metres, which is 2 stories.
Right.
You could only have 2 dwellings on a block. You could only cover 50% of the block. And we put in a few other protections as well. And that covers 78% of Glen Eira.
Mm.
Then the general residential zones, the maximum is 3 stories or 10.5 metres. And then you've got your urban villages, which is still the urban villages, which is the residential growth zones. And that's streets like Mavho Street and Bent Street. And that amounts to about 2% of Glen Eira.
Right.
And in those streets, you know, you can now have your 4 stories provided it fits in with the neighbourhood character. It's not automatically. The height limit is a maximum. You don't automatically get it.
Right.
Right. So no one can build anything now that they couldn't have built under the previous zones, but there's plenty of things people could have built under the previous areas that they can't build now.
Right.
So it's not like we changed the zones to allow more development without telling anyone.
Okay, fine.